Hi, everyone. Welcome to Domain Sherpa. Thank you for tuning in to the podcast with the best domain name and digital asset content in the world. Today's episode is a Domain Sherpa review titled Always On My Mind, featuring Barb, Braden, and Mike Seiger. On today's show, we play the domain game featuring Lumacode.com, Supa.app, and SQC.com. Then we've got the NameJet and a Jet segment sponsored by NameJet. And we talk about some domains coming up for auction, including MindPro.com, SkyPark.com, PowderCoat.com, and Polarity.org. We also talk about some non-com extensions other than .ai, such as .app, based on Mike's recent purchase of Supa.app, and .org, where we discuss how many .org domains are actually used by companies for purposes other than nonprofits. We also talk about the willingness to pay more for a domain if you think it'll sell quickly and the balance between return and timing. And we talk about the high prices in the various aftermarket platforms. All that and more is coming up on today's show. And remember, if you're listening to the audio version of this podcast, you can also watch the video version at DomainSherpa.com. And on our YouTube channel at ds.tv. You can also listen to the shows on Apple and Spotify and other podcast platforms as well. So please make sure to hit the like button and the subscribe button where you can and help Domain Sherpa grow the pie. We also integrate our shows with skiv.com, which provides search functionality for the shows and transcripts as well. And now some shout outs to our sponsors. First, we've got Unstoppable Domains. Unstoppable is the ICANN accredited registrar, giving domainers powerful tools and the lowest pricing in the industry. Get $7.99.com. Back orders, expired auctions, and tech you can't get anywhere else like AI search, AI outbounding, and their new AI site builder. They're a one-stop shop for managing costs and boosting sales. And big shout out to Appraise.net. Appraise.net gives you instant AI-powered domain appraisals, a retail price range, plus the reasoning behind it, strengths, weaknesses, best use case, and likely buyer profile for every domain name. Whether you're buying, selling, or pricing your portfolio, know what your domains are really worth. Claim your first month special at appraise.net/domainsherpa. Also, big shout-out to DNX.com. DNX is the domain name intelligence platform featuring all-in-one search results from the top marketplaces, including GoDaddy, Cedo, and Atom. DNX is the most advanced way to find and acquire your domain name, so go to DNX.com today. And finally, shout-out to NameBio. Know what domains are really worth before you buy or sell. NameBio.com gives you searchable access to more than $3 billion, with a B, in historical domain sales, so you can find comps, spot trends, and make smarter decisions. If you buy or sell domains, NameBio.com is where you check the comps. Also, big shout out to our own business, Media Options, the number one domain brokerage in the world. Find out more at MediaOptions.com, where you can sign up for our newsletter for the best domain opportunities available in the market every week, and also featuring key insights and other helpful information related to branding, naming, and domain investing. And now, we also have NamesCon 2026 taking place November 11th and 12th in Miami. NamesCon Global brings together domain investors, registrars, registries, and digital entrepreneurs to explore the technologies and trends reshaping the online world. So go to namescon.com for more information and to register. So now with all that, it's time to get into this episode of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. What's up, Sherpa Network? Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Jonathan Tenenbaum, a.k.a. JT, a.k.a. J-On, a.k.a. Sherpa Winfrey, and I'm the host and producer of Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Today's show is a Domain Sherpa review, where we get into the minds of successful domain investors using real examples so we can learn strategies and tactics to become more successful domain name investors ourselves. These are the experts, the OGs, the best in the biz. We got a star-studded lineup today, some fan favorites. People have been clamoring for some new old faces, and we aim to please here on Sherpa, so we're gonna get it cracking. There are four segments to a Domain Sherpa review. We've got the grand opening. That's where I intro the Sherpas. We see what's going on with them, talk about some related things, maybe some unrelated things, we'll see. Then we've got the domain game. That's where we hear about what the Sherpas recently bought or sold. Everybody guesses on the price. We keep score somehow, some way, someday. We're gonna get some swag to the winners. You might get yourself get yourself a mug, you know what I'm saying? Woo! I got lots of mugs.
What maybe you got? A hoodie? What you got in that mug? You got a bunch of crayons? What is that?
These are all my pencils. Pencils, highlighters, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it's...
Pencils and Academy, baby.
I had a bad experience in elementary school one time where I didn't have a pencil, obviously. You know what I mean? So now I'm...
Bargain for life.
Overcompensating. There we go. Mm-hmm. Then we got NameJet and a Jet.
What else is new?
Listen. We review a list of domains. Let me go to get through my stuff. We review a list of domains coming up for auction on NameGen. We see what the Sherpas like or what they don't like. And then last but not least, we got Grand Closing, where we discuss anything we haven't covered already. What's going on in the domain space, looking at the market trends, current events, and allowing our guests and co-hosts to mention and promote anything they want to talk about that we've not already discussed. Or maybe something we've already discussed and we're going to talk about it again. I don't know. It could get a little crazy. So let's go ahead and introduce the Sherpas. Over to my left, we got my boy Bar Franek, a.k.a. Always Sunny, a.k.a. Barman, a.k.a. Raising the Bar, a.k.a. Passing the Bar, a.k.a. the Bartender, who's just a pharmacist with limited inventory. Shout out to Albert Einstein. What's up, dude? How are you?
I'm doing all right. Just living the dream in the domain game.
The domain game. Dude, you got to be feeling really good, man. What's up, LeBron James?
Philadelphia 76ers did get LeBron James. That was very unexpected. So it's going to be very hard to go to games now.
Well, that's true. But at least the games will all be on TV now. You know what I mean? We're going to get a lot of primetime games. And for those of us who don't live in market, you know what I mean? It's going to be kind of cool. We'll get Christmas Day games and, you know, all the opening night games. I think it's Knicks Sixers opening up the season. Pretty excited for that. Eagles are looking good, you know?
I mean, that would be interesting. We never had like such a superstar in Philadelphia, so we're gonna. Brand new day for
us. Interesting. I mean, yes and no. I mean, yeah, no, not like LeBron, but we've had some. You know, we've got some pretty. You know, we've got Bryce Harper. We've got Joel Embiid.
I don't know who any of these people are, but funny story: the 76ers. I just got done swimming masters with my buddy Todd McCulloch, who is a Hall of Famer at University of Washington in basketball. Dude. Went to play for the 76ers.
Yeah.
He wanted his domain name, toddmcculloch.com, which I now maintain for him because he has no idea how domain names work. Sure. And of course, who had it? Huge Domain. So I reached out to Jeff. I'm like, hey, Jeff, my buddy needs his name. Can we do something? And I can't remember the specifics, but I remember I bought a basketball. I had my buddy Todd sign it, and I somehow got that basketball to Jeff at a conference, and I now have Todd's domain name, which just redirects to his Wikipedia page. And I do have warm and fuzzy feelings about the Reberries for helping me with it, but I can't remember the details, funny enough.
I love everything about that story. You know what I mean? So Todd McCullough, I remember him playing for the Sixers, man.
Do you remember?
You standing next to him, that's got to be like you standing next to Barr. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Because it's like, he's 7. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's 7'1", right? I mean, he's a big dude, big
he's
like redhead.
He's a big guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember when he used to play for the Sixers, man. A lot of love for Todd McCullough. Man.
Nicest guy. If you ever come to Bainbridge and you run into him at like, and of course you'll see it, you'll notice him, and you see him around and you like start up a pinball conversation, he will literally, if he just met you 30 seconds ago, invite you over to his house to play one of his like 50 to 60 pinball machines that he has in the basement.
Nicest guy
in the world.
Love everything about it, man. That's awesome. Yeah. Well, let's go. Go Sixers. So now you got it. That gives you a rooting interest with our team, you know? So
I do. And yes.
You're a bit of a football guy, too. You hit me up when the Eagles are
doing. Dude, Seahawks, baby. Come on.
So, yeah. Defending champs, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
The Eagles are flying under the radar, which I think is good. And but I'm excited to see what they do this year, too. So football season's back. Basketball season's going to be fun.
Braden's Speaking excited. Of sports. Speaking of sports, because you know I'm a big sports fan, I had this meeting this morning with this guy. We were talking about doctors. He's from Chicago, and he's like, yeah. So I see this guy in Chicago. He sees the Bulls and the Bears. I'm like, you go to a vet? What? And this is really, I'm not making that up. It's not a joke. It's a joke, but I didn't just make that up right now. This literally happened this morning.
We believe you don't know who the Bulls and the Bears are. Yes.
Hey, Bulls and Bears. We're talking, well, look, now we're going to get into the market. We're going to have market talk, and we'll be all about Bulls and Bears.
No. I thought I disrupted that.
We'll get there. So,
all right.
All good. All right. Well, cool. Let's keep it moving. So on the show for the first time and again in a minute, although you were on a couple, like maybe 2-3 months ago, but when Josh posted his, hey guys, what do you think about Domain Sherpa post on X the other day,
he fired up the crowd.
you got the crowd fired up, man. Everybody, everybody was throwing out their comments, including Shane, who's on the show all the time. I'm like, that's cool. Whatever, dude. You know, like you could just text me, you know what I'm saying? No big deal. But obviously a lot of love for all of our peoples and on the show and off the show. But, you know, a lot of great feedback, both positive, not even negative. I think it's always, you know, really constructive. Criticism really is, you know, for the most part, you don't even have people really trolling with just negative stuff for negative sake, you know, at least not anyone that we know. And so big shout out to everybody. And a lot of people were like, yo, where's Seiger at? So we had to make that happen for you guys like immediately. And here we are. So the one and only Michael Seiger, aka the professor, aka the professor, aka the OG, aka Mike Check 1212, aka Seiger Space, aka Crouching Seiger, Hidden Dragon, aka dun, 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 dun. It's the Eye of the Seiger. What's up, dude? How are you?
I am fantastic. Great to be back. Kind of you to say that people wanted me back because I think it was just one person on that thread.
Oh,
but it's always great to be back.
And that was your mom.
And it was, yes. And always great to be back. And yeah, let's talk domains, baby.
Oh, that's it. I think maybe they were just, I was just projecting. That's it. Because I was excited about you being on the show. So I was like, you know, felt like a lot.
Exactly.
So, well, good stuff. All right. Well, last but certainly not least, we got the one and only Braden Pollock, a.k.a. Tony Stark, a.k.a. Benjamin Button, a.k.a. Eat, Bray, Love, a.k.a. Braden Statham, a.k.a. Braden Pollockton, the Archduke of Calabasas, a.k.a. the Viscount of Woodland Hills, and now the Marquez de Dorado, a.k.a. Sax Boy. It's not that your domain is worthless. It's just that it's worth less. What Sax Boy, you say?
There we go.
Sax Boy.
Here we go.
The guy by the name of Sax Boy Billy, who has a song called the Puerto Rico Song. And it's like a cheesy 80s vibe, fun, like joint. I went and downloaded it on an iPhone that I had to pull out of like a closet to be able to play it through the connection. And I can hear it on mine, but you guys couldn't hear it through the thing?
No. Bar, have you heard the song before?
I don't think so.
Brayden, you haven't heard the song before? You guys aren't on social media very often, are you? Instagram?
No.
Yeah.
Because I respect my life and don't want to waste it.
Dude,
Fair enough. But it's all over Instagram. It's a catchy song and everybody's doing these like lip syncs for it. It's kind of funny.
Oh, dude. Yeah, so AKA Sax Boy, and Billy will have to play a snippet. I literally downloaded it and everything and played it, and I could hear it through my headphones, but you couldn't hear it, so... All right, we're going to have to work on the production aspect of the show. That came up in the comments, you know what I mean? Actually, it didn't, because Billy does such a great job. So we'll keep it moving. But Sax Boy, man, he's like, my first time in San Juan. He's just like, you got, it's so much better if you can actually hear it. God. Anyway.
Oh, I did.
I get it, JT. It was funny.
Man, and I'm like.
Well, that's one. Bars in stitches right now, too.
I know.
Look at his face.
No. Barb, we're only seeing your head, and it's like right here. We want to see more of Bar, and there's more of Bar to see. There we go, baby. There we go.
I will say this. So I was in Puerto Rico back after I graduated from college. This is a long time ago now. This is 20 plus years. And it was right after Ricky Martin, Living La Vida Loca came out. And we went to a bunch of the like clubs and bars, and that song was like literally on repeat everywhere. And you had to be there. It was a lot of fun. So
we were.
You know, let's get into some domain talk. Let's keep this thing.
I think we should move on.
All right, let's go. All right, Bar, what do you got? We're going to do the domain game. Do you got to buy a sell? What you got?
Well, I don't have any sells because I'm going through quite a drought.
I'm with you, brother.
It is probably my longest drought in like a year. Like usually around this time, I'm going back.
I just sold a domain just now.
Brayden. God, what a thing to say.
Mr. One Up here. Not only did he sell a domain, it was probably for like more than I made in my entire domain career. I can't remember the last time I was on this show. It was probably a couple of months ago. I did have like a few sales in June. What did I want to do? Let's do, I hope I didn't do this one already. Let's just go with like lumicode.com.
What?
Yeah.
Lumicode, L-U-M-I-C-O-D-E.
Correct.
Wow.
And you sold this.
I sold it.
Lumicode.
Jesus. Whenever I hear about stuff like this, I think I have no idea what I'm doing.
I know.
Just sell a domain.
That there sounds terrible to me.
Lumicode.
I mean, I'm wrong. Just let me. Because you.
Well, you don't know what you sold it for.
Yeah.
Profit. Like you never lose money taking a profit.
Very true.
Good words. Lumicode. Okay.
Hey JT, while Braden's thinking, I have a tiebreaker if we need it. All right,
Sweet. All right. Let's
okay, here we go.
Shakes out. All right, 3, 2, 1.
Boom.
Okay.
Oh, I got the middle.
Ooh, I got the high.
500. Braden's at 5,888, and Mike is at 8,500.
7,500. So I think Mike.
Damn. Boom, baby. I had faith in you, Bar.
Yeah. Wow. All right. So talk to us. So when did you acquire it? How long did you hold it? How did you sell it?
Let's see. I acquired it for $114 on NameJet auction. Probably
seems about right.
2024. So about like a 2-year hold.
Right.
Sold Adam.com for $7,500. I'm sure I had a price higher where I could negotiate it down to $7,500, but happy to take a profit.
Yeah.
And for those out there that don't know, that have no idea why you bought it, not one of them, can you explain what it is about code? I get, right? But Lumicode, explain.
Like loom, like illumination, luminance or whatever. Like that's like, I don't know, a fair prefix to use. And code is like a very strong like suffix. So it just like kind of just rolls off the tongue. So I figure a name like that is cheap enough to pick up and, you know, try to sell for like $5,000 to $10,000. So that seemed to have worked out.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay, but you said like illuminate. So I would have gone to Illumicode.
Yeah, but that doesn't roll off the tongue, does it?
And I don't know.
That didn't like, you know, come at me through the auction. So Illumicode was there, 8 letters, you know. What's that, 3 syllables? Illumicode? Short and sweet.
So I had no idea. Bar and I didn't work this out beforehand. But it sounded like a name that a company might use, a coding company especially, might use. And I spelled it right, so that's a positive thing. I just ran .db. There's 25 exact match domains. So that's not crap, right? 25 is good. And then I just typed it into Google, and I see lumicode.co, lumicode.dev, lumicode.com, which is the one you sold, and then Lumicode download, Lumicode syntax highlighter. There's a lot of coding related stuff related to Lumicode. So
what you're saying is I undersold it.
No, I'm not saying that because I didn't do any detailed research to see. JT's gonna type it into appraise.net and you're gonna feel like shit after that. But
I'm doing it right now.
But no, I this is the kind of name that if you don't research, I think it could sell for like $4,000 or $5,000 on Atom. And then if you do research and you find out it has a decent amount of usage, it could sell for anywhere between, correct me if I'm wrong, $5,000 and $15,000, $25,000. I don't know, somewhere in there, maybe.
Yeah, the appraise.net retail value, $19,500 to $28,000. Your recommended price is $6,000. So I think the... I think it's all kind of right in that pocket of where we expected it would be.
Nailed it.
I would agree. It's definitely one of those names where, you know, and we see this a lot where, you know, it pops up on NameJet. So it's not a name that maybe you would be, you know, searching for or pulling up in your hand reg list or just other places where you're searching. But, you know, it shows up on NameJet. Were you, were there a number of back orders on it? Were you one of the first few? Did it show up because you were searching? You know, like when I do the NameJet list, you know, I search based on, I literally sort by the number of back orders, you know. And back in the day, we actually masked back orders below a certain number because, you know, people, they were frustrated. You know, when I used to run NameJet, they were frustrated that they would kind of be the ones to unearth these gems. And, you know, therefore, like they didn't want, you know, one or two back order names to show up because they're like, hey, I'm doing all this digging and then I'm surfacing those names for other people, you know, which, you know, I think NameJet obviously, you know, does a good job of that in that if you are just trying to at least find some stuff that's going to be available in that window, right, coming up for auction soon and getting a little bit of attention, then, you know, it kind of, you know, helps surface names that you otherwise wouldn't see. So So this is just kind of more asking your process a little bit about when you're looking for names. Is that something like, are you sorting in that kind of way? Did you find it because you got some other sort of special sauce or you know, how'd that happen?
Can't reveal all my secrets.
Well, no, but I'm trying to provide value to the listeners.
No, you know, like, when I'm
just tell us exactly what you do and how you find names. That's
well,
all.
The first thing, I do have an affinity for like a code suffix. One of my favorite names is Lyra code. If you guys are familiar with programming, there's a Laravel, which is very popular, like the PHP framework. And I like that Lyra code, you know, combination. But to JT's question, I generally sort that list through like the number of domains are registered. Mm-hmm. So I'll sort it that way from like top to bottom, and then like earliest registration date and, you know, number of searches. So just like, you know, picking off from the top of those like various filters. I don't do a lot of like how many back orders a name has on NameJet. Maybe that's something I should add, but you know, there's just so many names every day. You just kind of got to have like a system to get this done, you know, fairly.
And what tool are you using? Expired Domain Subnet?
Correct.
Or something else?
Expired Domain Subnet. Yep.
It's a good tool.
ED, baby. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like on Josh's list, I think that was the number two. It was, he was after Nick, Expired Domains, and then NameJet. Or not NameJet, Domain Sherpa.
How dare he?
I know, you know, so at least we came in top three, you know, so that was good. no, but that's good, man. Hey, look, that's a great result. And if you could turn $150 into $7,500 on a regular basis, you're going to do pretty well for yourself. So I like it. I actually would say, like, when you said the name, kind of to Mike's point, you know, knew right away how to spell it. You know, it sounds good. I think Illumicode, to kind of what you were saying in response to Braden, you know, a name like that does not roll off the tongue as well. And I do think when you compare it to some of these other names, like something code, two syllables code, you know, those flow pretty good. And there aren't a lot of names like that out there that, you know, seem to have value for a lot of different companies that yeah. you know, are willing to spend a little bit of money on a decent domain. So
according to
but yeah, just a couple searches on that, though, really like honed it in that was a great buy for $114.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. Otherwise, we're like, well, why'd you spend that much on it? That should have been a hand register or something. But yeah, great buy.
Thank you. And a great yeah, if you just quickly Gemini search, like Lumi prefixed, comes from the Latin words lumen, which means light, and then a whole bunch of other information. So I feel like, yeah, fairly good prefix.
Yeah. Good stuff. Reminds me of Loomis, you know? So,
oh, yeah. Shout out Loomis.
Shout out to those guys, you know? Mm-hmm. So
fair market price, baby.
You did get a fair market price for that domain.
You did. All right, good stuff. All right, well, let's keep it moving, Mike. It's up to you now. So what you
Me?
Got? You got buy or a sell, yeah.
I wish I had a sell. So I posted this morning on X, or yesterday, that I put on the GoDaddy socks. I'm like, I need a sale quick before Domain Sherpa. And lo and behold, somebody reaches out about a domain name that I recently bought and makes me an offer. And I countered, and he accepted. And so he is not in our time zone. I'm waiting for him to wire funds, but I'm hoping that it goes through.
All right. Well, hey, I don't want to tell you congratulations yet, but good luck.
I know.
Getting that thing
don't jinx it.
I'm not. I'm not saying congratulations. I'm saying good luck. Good luck getting it across the finish line. So.
Okay. The domain that I purchased. So it's going to be a purchase, okay?
Yep.
The domain is supa.app. Supa.app.
S-U-P-A dot app.
That's correct.
Supa.app.
So wait, is this the name you just sold or that you bought for?
I just bought it.
I just bought it on Sunday. Sunday. Supa.app.
Jesus.
I know. First of all, it's Supa. Second of all, it's an app.
I mean, all right.
Come on, Brayden. Right. You're going to pull this out. I have faith.
You know, I'm going to lower it.
No. I just said I had faith in you. All right, Bar, you ready?
I don't know me, so I had to write it the old fashioned.
Okay, fine. I'll go back to what I
No, right. No. You were right on your second choice. Okay.
Nah, I should go with your gut.
All right, here we go. Ready? 3, 2, 1. All right. Ooh. So wait, you raised it to $50?
I lowered it and then I went back.
Braden! You were at 50 and then you lowered it.
Yeah, because I have no faith in this. It's a no terrible faith.
All right. Well, hey, look.
Wow.
It's at $50. I'm at $500. No, no. And Barr's at $545.
There are no bad domains. There's only bad prices.
The winner of this round of the domain game is Barr because the purchase price was $805.
Wow.
God, you paid $805 for that name.
Wow. Okay.
$805 for that name.
Brandable.app.
Let's talk about that. So what's
crazy.
Crazy. So go type it into .db. Go type it into LinkedIn. Go do a search on Supa.
Supa is decent. Yeah.
It's better than decent.
Yeah, that's a great.
Surprisingly.
Left a dot.
And so if you follow Leanne Mack, CrunchID, crunch.id, every day she posts from Product Hunt, what are the products that were launched that day? And what's the TLD, not the products, but of the products that were launched that day on Product Hunt, which TLDs scored the highest? And it's an indicator what the developers like. And I have often thanked her for this. I always like it every single day. It, you know, it's sort of an early indication from years ago when Mike Carson started Park.io because he wanted to buy all the great .IOs because he saw developers taking up the .IO extension before other people did. Similarly, you know, our favorite people in the industry are buying all the .AIs before a lot of us saw that .AIs were being taken up. So I like to watch Leanne's list daily, and I notice every single day, day after day, .com's number one. .AI is either number two or number three, and .app is always number two or number three. So I'm like, I should probably start paying attention to more .apps. I can't, you know, find a bunch of great single word .coms anymore. They're hard to come by because Braden's buying them all. I'm not paying what the market's paying for the .AIs because that's just crazy. And so I started looking at .apps. And using my notified.domains tool, I'm like, let me type in a bunch of .apps that I want to follow. And so a bunch of them have been dropping recently, and I picked up a couple, and I'm going to hopefully pick up some more. But Supa was on the list. It was very low on my list, but I liked it. And then when I actually did a .db, I'm like, whoa, there's a lot of use of Supa. And then I typed it in to like LinkedIn. I'm like, there's a ton of tech companies in name Supa. And then I actually did a Google search and like, there's a tire company in the UK named Supa something. I'm like, the use of Supa is a lot greater than I envision. And the funny thing is back in 2024, I noticed that Supa was gaining strength and I hand registered 8 domain names in .com with Supa, like Supa Blockchain or Supa AR or Supa Robotics. And then after a year I ended up dropping all of them except for supachain.com, which I kept. And right before this I looked up like who picked up my drops. Huge Domain has Supa AR for $5,000. They picked up another one that they have listed, and like all of them were picked up by other investors, so great for them. But, you know, I'm trying to simplify my portfolio. I saw the single word SLD and .app is great. So that was my thinking around it. And I love the domain.
So did it go to auction? Is that why you pay so much for it?
Yeah, it went to auction. And the nice thing is, like, there are some really expensive SLDs in the .app because the Google registry owns that app and they did some pricing. So, like, Wealth.app was one that I was trying to purchase recently, but I didn't buy it because it went way too high. And if we need a tiebreaker, maybe I'll use that one. But the renewal fee on that one was like $530 a year. So I'm like, I'm out on that one. That's way too much for me. But this one was like $15 a year. So I liked Supa.
I dig it, man. I mean, I, you know, the use, the Product Hunt use is really interesting. First of all, shout out to Leanne. You know, she does a lot of great data work. She's doing some really great stuff with DNX. So, you know, obviously we're big fans and, you know, she's obviously been on the show before. So big shout out to her. I think the adoption piece is obviously really, really important. You know, that to me, you know, everybody knows what Drew thinks of .ai domains, right? And for, and we've been on this show talking about .ai domains for years. And, you know, and I would, you know, push him on show offline. Hey, you know, .ais don't seem like they're slowing down yet. You know, that the great consolidation has yet to happen, right? There's, and we've been doing a lot of AI business, both buying and selling for our clients. And that's been great. We've sold some, you know, been involved in the sale of some really big AIs for maybe somebody on the show, you know, that, you know, was, but I don't know. I'm not saying anybody. I'm just saying it might happen.
Maybe. Brayton, what'd you sell? What'd you sell?
Anyway, so the point is, the point is, you know, .ais have obviously exploded. But the big thing for me, what got me paying attention and kind of pushing Drew on this, and you know, and we talked about on the show is, it was actually Josh. One episode was talking about just the amount of adoption of .ai domains by companies that are using them, right? And you know, and this actually was part of a conversation that Josh and I had offline recently. We were talking about some of the feedback from his X post, you know, and you know, one of the things that we said we really like with Sherpa is that it's our ability to talk to one another on this show, right? Like I get value being able to talk to you guys on a, you know, weekly basis where we otherwise don't necessarily get to connect, and it's just great to get really smart, you know, experienced minds in the room to be able to talk through some of these things, because we learn things on these shows, like on the show, not just the audience, but we get value. And Josh had raised the point on one of the shows about the actual adoption of AI that stuck with me and that, you know, has kind of helped push us further into the mix more than, you know, we kind of were, because obviously, like I said, you know, Drew was very bearish on .ai domains in general. And, you know, again, adoption is key. If you've got adoption, you're going to have value. And, you know, I think that finding how do you, you know, by the different searches that you can do to see how many domains are developed. And there's different tools and different ways that you go about doing that. I think it's great when you can find like a little niche or something special or, you know, some way that you can determine, you know, where, how you get ahead of that next trend. And I think that type of thing, looking at the names that are being listed on, you know, Product Hunt as companies and, you know, that are using them, I think is a really cool, like little piece of insight, you know, and, you know, which is to me just makes a lot, whole lot of sense. And dot apps are interesting. So they do have premium renewals on some of them. What are the standard renewals on a dot app domain?
Standard's $15. Okay. So similar to .com. And then I've seen $85 a year, $250-something, $258 a year, $528 a year. Oh, I think I ran into one that might have been $1,000 a year. Let me just double. Wealth might have been more. No, Wealth was 518. I thought I saw one that was $1,000 a year, which to us were like, that's crazy. But to a startup, $1,000 a year, $100 a month, you know, roughly, to have like the killer domain name for their app or business. You know, $100 is like nothing. Brayton, like, whatever, I'll buy whatever service for $100 a month as long as it's providing value. And what provides more value than a fantastic domain name?
Boom.
Right, I mean, one issue with the dot app is the keyword app.com, right? You're up against that too, which is what I just sold, by the way, a few minutes ago. It was a keyword app.com.
Right.
That's pretty awesome.
Which is rare for me, but I bought like six of them over the years, which I thought were like really good keywords.
Yeah.
And they're right price. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, totally. The renewal piece is obviously important. I mean, like $500, $1,000 for like a top, you know, that's not crazy, but you know, it could be somewhat prohibitive. I mean, better than
it's prohibitive for us investors to have too many of them, but it's not prohibitive for a business to own one of them and operate on it.
Right. Yep. I think that's a fair point. I, you know, we were registering a bunch of we were looking to register a number of .inc domains for a corporate client of ours.
$2,000 a piece.
$2,000, dude. I mean, that's like, that's why. So needless to say, we're not registering the .inks for them.
I mean, you could get a .sucks for that.
There you go. Right, you could get somethingsucks.inc, you know what I'm saying? And like just, you know, and kind of corner the whole market. Anyway, well, all right, well, good stuff. So supa.app, appraise.net's got that as 51,000. So estimated retail 37 to 51,000. And so, you know, you got this, according to them, there's a lot of meat on that bone.
What do you think about that, Braden?
I'll believe it when I see it.
There you go.
Mr. 50 bucks. Yeah. What do you think about that, Barr?
Well, I mean, what that shows is that there's other investors. It got bid up to that, right?
So yeah.
There's other investors that believe that saw the same thing you did. Obviously, I didn't look at the keyword, right? And I'm not following. I don't have any dot apps. I have a few app.coms, but
this is my second dot app. I agree with you. Yeah.
Yeah. I just haven't done any. I don't know the dot app market.
Yeah. Barr, do you have any dot apps?
I don't.
No.
When you mention Supa, I can only think about Supabase, which is a very popular. So
massive database that's taken over the startup world. Yeah, everybody's deploying. Many people are deploying on Supabase.
Yeah, no idea that Supa as by itself was like such a popular, you know, keyword.
It's Supa.
Supa. So. Yeah, my wife didn't get it either. But, you know, a lot of the things related to me, she doesn't get on first pass.
There's probably a positive in that.
I'm an acquired taste. Yeah.
as we all are.
Right.
All right. Well, good stuff. It'd be interesting to see how that shakes out. And I think that's some really, really interesting and cool insight. So, all right. Well, let's keep it moving. Braden, it's now on you.
Okay. All right. Here's one. Last month, I sold 2 3Ls, which, you know, I don't have that many. I got like maybe 20 of them. They don't sell that fast. And I sold 2 last month. So 2 weeks ago, I sold SQC.com.
SQC.com. You sold it.
That's right.
SQC. This is a tough one. Those three letters can be all over the place.
They can. I probably shouldn't even play at this point. I should, since Barr and Mike each have a point, this could technically determine the winner, but maybe you'll need to throw out that second.
And then I don't want to insult Braden by saying he only sold it for 50 bucks or something.
The best was how he's like,
that was a buy.
I lowered
it. Oh,
no, I'm going to raise it back up.
Yeah, yeah. Let me lower this even more.
See, I thought you got a great deal.
I'm ready.
All right. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Boom.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Jesus. Oh. I got
Barr
the way over
80,
on this 000. One.
I'm at 100,000. And Mike is at 550,000. He's got a lot of faith
you
in
guys, me. Do you guys know how 3 C's work or 3 letters work?
I don't
know.
You know
the floor price, and I know it has a Q in it.
He said he sold it, though. Yeah, QC. I went with the whole QC, quality control, and I'm hoping that it's software quality control or something.
Yeah.
Quality control. That's what you went. You didn't go with quantum computing.
Oh, that would put even more. That would suddenly I'm in the 7 figures.
Can I change my number?
Boom! I nailed this one.
Well, you are closest to the pin. 360,500.
Bam! Oh. Mike's the winner, and Braden's also a winner. That's awesome. So
hold time was, and I bought it because of quantum computing, also quality control, but I figured quantum computing is where the money will be.
Yeah.
And that's who bought it.
18-month
hold, almost exactly 18 months. I paid $19,000.
Oh, great buy.
Oh, that's a home run, man.
So my background is in Six Sigma quality control. So that's why it stuck out to me right from the beginning. And then, like, you think of the whole, like, every piece of software is being written by AI now. You're going to need some better quality control systems in place. And I originally put 450. I'm like, Braden's not going to. Braden always sells for more than I just.
Yeah. That's.
It's like a 20X in 18 months.
Here's a question for you, Braden, before JT goes in. Sometimes we acquire domains for way under the market price. 19,000, I think you said, was as close to like the lowest wholesale possible for a 3-letter.com. at what point do you say, like, the multiples? I can't do a 10 multiple or a 20 multiple because it's worth more than that, and I need to value it based on the fair market retail price. So how do you think about that?
If it's a steal, then I'm less concerned about the quality. If it's like really good, if it's a 3x, a 3L, and it's, you know, $12,000, I don't care, right? I'll get any three letters. 19,000 is close to, is very close to the bottom. QC is quantum computing, which is huge. A lot of quantum computing companies happening, and then quality control. So I got it for that reason. And at 19,000, I was very happy with that number. If it's a banger, right? It's just a name that will, any extension, it's such a good SLD, then I'll pay more if I don't think I'm going to get a 10X. But I know, maybe it's a 5X, but I know it's going to turn. It's only a matter of time, right? Yeah. It's just, so I just feel like, you know, like I won't make as much on it, but there's less risk.
Yeah.
Right? It's less speculation if it's like Bar just sold Super.sh, right? I sold Super.net a while ago. When it came up for auction, I was like, I'm buying this. I don't care. I almost don't care what it costs. I'm going to be the winning bidder.
Right.
Because
yeah.
Super.net will eventually sell.
Yeah.
And
totally.
Maybe I won't get 10X, but it's going to sell eventually and I'll get a multiple. So forget it. I'll get it. So like Bar got .sh. That is just not a great extension, but such a strong SLD that it carries the weak TLD.
Totally. So you still own Super.net?
So that's my deal.
You still own Super.net?
And I only had it for like, I sold it. I had it like 2 months and it sold.
Wow.
And it sold for 10X.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Braden's,
he's freezing a little bit, but.
It was a fight. I was asking for more than that. But it was like 2 months later, I let it go. 10 times your money in 2 months. Who's not going to do that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome, dude. And then, well, appraise.net says that SQC.com is estimated retail value of $65,000 to $85,000.
What?
Recommended
that's
price.
That's crazy.
Recommended price is $20,000.
Brayden, what did you have it priced at? Ah, we lost him.
I know. He's freezing. He's got that.
Because if he sold it for 360, what did he say? 360, 500, 300.
I sold it for full retail. I sold it.
So you had it listed at 360.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah, very cool.
Correct.
And then,
nice, dude. Congrats.
And then where did you have it listed for sale? Was it after Nick or Adam, or where did you have it listed?
My
I feel like
Adam.
The more questions we ask him, the worse his internet gets.
I know. Well, we need to stop asking him questions.
All right. That's a heck of a result, man. So yeah, we're Braden, you're cutting in and out a bit, but so sold on a lander, and that's awesome. So, well, congratulations. Yeah. That's great job, and congratulations to Michael Seiger, the winner of the domain game. Billy, give him some love. Go ahead.
Nice.
Let him know. Fireworks.
Hey, I listened to the last show, JT. Somebody, I think it Braden, might have mentioned a hat. I could totally go for an awesome hat. Dude, nice, Braden. I could totally go for a trucker hat with Domain Sherp on it.
Right,
let's do it.
All right, we will have them at NamesCon for everybody. That's
good. Oh, I'm not going to NamesCon. Bring it to ICA, please.
I'll bring it to ICA. I will bring a bunch to NamesCon for those who will be at NamesCon, and I will bring some to ICA for those that will be at ICA. I will be at both and excited for both. That's Braden, how are you getting all the fireworks behind you? You got some.
I know. How's he doing that?
How about this one?
Dude, look at it. Your Wi-Fi.
For those of you
great.
Just listening on the podcast, Braden is throwing down some serious After Effects on the screen. Somehow, it's magical.
It's just, he's got fireworks. He's got hearts. It's, you know.
Yeah. Double thumbs up is fireworks.
Oh, okay. Do that.
And then it's a setting.
You got to turn something off. That's why he doesn't have any bandwidth, because he's like throwing hearts through the screen.
Yeah, he's got all these plugins going on his Zoom right now that he can't.
Yeah.
And you can do this. I think this one.
Oh, okay.
How did you swap?
Yeah, you did. You just took my spot. That's
oh, he swapped with Barr.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
That was pretty cool.
That's what does.
Oh, my God.
Lower your hand so I can go back to my dominant position. You know what I'm saying?
For those of you just listening, you're not missing anything.
Really not. We're just
Solely for the people that are watching. All right, well, good stuff. So congratulations to Mike, congratulations to Braden, congratulations to Barr on his sale. All good stuff today, and tons of great insight. So I love all that. So good stuff.
Media Options is the industry's leading domain broker, specializing in domain acquisitions, high value domain sales, and domain name consultation. As pioneers and thought leaders on the subject of the domain aftermarket and domain name value, plus through their clear domain acquisition service, Media Options offers startups and established corporations an unparalleled scope of high value domain options, providing access to domain names and curation technologies not available elsewhere. Media Options believes in the power of a great domain name and is dedicated to helping you obtain yours. Call or email today to put a domain to work for you.
All right, well, with that, let's go ahead and move on to the next segment, NameJet Gonna Jet. This section is sponsored by NameJet. We review a list of domains coming up for auction. We see what the Sherpas like and what they don't like. And you can go to the info page in the show notes. You can download the Excel spreadsheet that'll have a bunch of information about all these domains, including the age of the domains, the amount of back orders when we put the list together, the minimum bids, the order by date, source, reserve, appraise.net appraisal, Estabot appraisal, as well as a few other hopefully helpful tidbits of information, not financial advice, but hopefully helpful. So, with all that said, let's go ahead and dive into the list. So we went first with Barr. Mike, you are up. What do you like or don't like about the list today?
Awesome. I liked three of the domains on the list. Primarily, I liked Hey, Braden, we're getting a little bit of feedback, I think, from your background. If you wouldn't mind muting. I think it's you.
Yep.
Okay. I like three domain names. I like jobland.com. I liked mindpro.com. And I liked skypark.com. Yeah. All, you know, two word in the .com. And I think my favorite on the list was mindpro.com. It's taken in 56 extensions. I think MindPro, like, it just strikes me as a name that tons of companies would either want or they're going to offer software, and it's a great software brand. And so that's my favorite on the list. I think it's going to sell for a lot. I think it's probably go into the thousands, but I don't really bid on NameJet Snap Names because they all seem to go, there's too many people looking at the list and they're going too high. But I think it's a $50,000 retail name, somewhere on that order of magnitude. So if I were to buy this, I'd want to probably pay $5,000 or less for it to get a 10-time return. I think it would be a solid sale in 5 to 10 years time. Maybe you get lucky and it sells real fast. Jobland I liked, but not as much because I know people really like their jobs boards, but I've been out of the market so long that I don't even know where to go. If like monster.com is even a place that you go, or it seems like it would be a good brand for a jobs board. And so I could see, I don't even know how much jobs boards domains sell for, but I could see it probably selling in the $15,000 range. I think all the appraised values are way higher than I thought, but I could see it at a $15,000 sale. So I wouldn't want to pay more than 10%, which is $1,500, and it's not going to sell for $1,500. I think everything sells for more than that on Snap Names, NameJet. Sorry, and Snap Names. I was right.
Yeah, basically they're the same now.
And then the third one I liked was Skypark.com. Which, like, doesn't every airport have something called Skypark?
Yeah. Maybe.
Like, it seems that's, like, the only thing I ever knew was Skypark, the parking lot that you park at when you're driving to the airport. But then it's taken in 104 extensions, and there's a ton of things, places called Skypark, like Skypark at this resort and Skypark this. And so at first, I thought it was going to be a trademark issue, but it's got a ton of use, a ton of trademarks in different areas. And I think it probably will sell for the most of the three that I liked. And I'd probably put like a, I don't know, $85,000 retail value on it, which, and if I had the money to invest in something like this, I'd probably go up to 8,500, 10%. I probably wouldn't, I don't love it, but I like it. I wouldn't actually buy it myself, but I think it's a good name. And those are sort of the prices that I put on them.
Okay. Yeah, no, I like, I mean, all that is good, good stuff. Mind Pro is interesting. I feel like that, you know, it kind of leans a little bit future facing, you know, with some of this AI stuff. And, mm-hmm. You know, I also think that there's probably a play on like, like a Tony Robbins, you know, or a psychology-ish kind of like, you know, self-improvement type of deal. Like I could see somebody, you know, Mind Pro being kind of like some sort of course or something related to that.
It's the kind of domain that's so open vessel that like it could go in a ton of different directions.
Yep. And I would agree. I think that's what's interesting. And all three of the names that you mentioned are all two word domains. But that one of the three is probably the most open-ended. And they're very, you know, kind of generic, but, you know, Jobland obviously is a lot more, you know, targeted. The idea of the job board, 100%. What I think is kind of interesting is Jobland, right? It gives you this idea of like, you know, jobs and, you know, but then you think about it, the reverse is an interesting thing when you think, you know, landing a job, right? So Jobland, you know what I mean? So it's kind of plays on both of those in a way to make for a pretty interesting job board type of site. And then, and Sky Park, I mean, from everything from theme parks to parking at airports to, you know, just some other stuff that, you know, the bounce house places and, you know, like the trampoline stuff and the thing that Monty that was going to have on his place in Vegas where you diving, you know what I mean? Kind of stuff. There's like, you know, multiple things. And I think the use of Sky Park.
Is it planning also?
Yeah, exactly. Same adventure park stuff, like all that. And the use on that, I think, is the most interesting, you know, just how much.
Yeah. So I put the highest retail value just because there's so much usage. But like, personally, I don't like it as much. I like to invest in technology, financial services, cryptocurrency, if I can afford any of those that we know are growing rapidly and have people that will pony up more money. Whereas real world event type locations, I think it's harder to get money out of people in those situations. Sure. They just don't have a big enough vision. It comes down to like showing a business plan rather than aspirational plan on what they can do and less investment on physical spaces sometimes. So I don't know. That's the downside of the Sky Park is that I do see it being real world rather than internet technology
brick and mortar where they've got to justify the digital spend when that's not what they're native to, right? So it's kind of
right,
especially if they're not like a franchise or if they don't have franchise aspirations, right? There's a limit into how big they can be, how much they're going to want to invest in the domain. So but all good stuff. Great feedback. All right, cool.
it's just worth less.
I was gonna say, speaking of Tony Robbins, mindsetmastery.com expired on Namecheap like a couple weeks ago and went for $3,900.
Mindset Mastery.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you think that had SEO value tied to it? Is that why it went for so much?
I don't know, but
because I thought it was just like a specific Mind Pro Tony Robbins for like 10,000 or 15,000 or something. Yeah,
that's exactly what I was thinking. Like if Mindset Mastery is going to sell for 4,000, then Mind Pro is a $15,000 name.
Yeah.
So we shall see.
It is now.
Yeah, exactly. You're welcome, NameJet.
You know, it's funny. Like when I first started, names like that were what, like $500 to $1,000 years ago, and now it's like $5,000. It's like, for a name like that, which like retail.
Well, I think Pro is like an especially good suffix of the two words in the SLD. It has been. It's sort of like, Mike Birkins was one of the first to discover the domain. So the something like the domains, his blog. Yeah. And I think pro, a lot of people have invested in pro as a second word. And if you look at Josh Reason, his X handle is domain pro. It's a popular second word in a two word SLD. So I like it more than clearly just not just because it's shorter, but I like it better because it has a more popular word in there.
Yeah. All right, cool. Braden, on you, what do you think about some of the names on the list? What do
you like? Okay, so my favorite, which is now, if I say my favorite, it's going to get bit up, but polarity.org. I like that. I think polarity is a great word, and I think it fits really well to .org. I like tilapia. You know, any animal name has value. It's got a lot of searches.
B-team animals, baby. You know what I'm saying? That's our, you know, we've got a lot of B-team animals on the.
You
got
to wrestle that one out of Rosner's hands. You know how he likes his fish names. He's like Shane with the
nursery. For anybody that's planning on bidding on that, Drew's going to take it, I'm sure.
Not only is it it's a fish name, and like we joke around, but we literally have this like whole list of domains that are B-team animals.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Tilapia is like a perfect example of a B-team animal, and it's a fish.
Yeah.
Better yeah, hope
I've actually been
work that
I've,
day.
I've been for, you know, there's like a million different species of monkeys, right? And I've been brought these like monkey names. I'm like, no one's ever even heard of this. And then Drew ends up buying it.
Yeah, wow, dude. A-team animals, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's it. Monkey.com is the A-team, but like all the variations are, you know, now you're the B-team.
The last one I'll mention is Powder Coat. It's powdercoat.com. Mm-hmm. Like, you got to industry in a box, like a whole business in a box right there. It's a huge industry. Like all rims are powder coated, gym equipment is powder coated, like anything that's metal and takes a beating is powder coated, not painted. So that's a business in a box. So there's some, right. There's people out there in the powder coating space that would.
Or powder coated and then painted. Yes.
So a name like, so let's go through your names really quick. Just generally, what do you think? So polarity.org, right? What are you going to pay for that? What do you think it's going to go for? What are you hoping to get it for?
I mean, for me, I'd want to get it like sub $5,000, but it'll probably go for more than that because everything's just been going high lately. I mean, the spread that I want and the spread that some others are okay with is different. So, you know, I'm looking for that 10X. There's people out there that are like, yeah, if I can get 4X, I'm happy with it. But it's really not sustainable if you have a big portfolio. So that's, I mean, that's just what everything, I rarely win anything. The price goes up.
So Braden, polarity.org, you want to try and buy it for under $5,000, you'd probably price it for around $50,000.
Yeah.
And you have, purchased a lot of .orgs, which I don't get that market at all. Like, who do you think is the ideal buyer for a polarity.org?
You know, polarity means two contrasting states, right?
Yeah.
So it could be used for virtually anything, right? I mean, what are the two contrasting states? Like, you know, the right way and the wrong way. I don't know. There's a lot of things.
Yeah, but who's going to buy it? Like a commercial enterprise isn't going to buy it primarily. Okay. Like an old school battery company is not going to name their company polarity.org.
Well, I think a name like polarity
is
such
LinkedIn. In LinkedIn, so it's not deep dive, just LinkedIn.
Yeah.
149 results for polarity.
Sure. I get it, but and they're all operating all of them, off of .com or .net or .app.
A lot of them are called just straight up polarity.
Yeah.
And so they're
using
something.
There's only one polarity.com and then.
But like, again, like .org has traditionally been not for profits. It's been opened up. Anybody can operate anything on it. Who, from all the .orgs you've sold, who's buying them? Is it a .com that wants like a not-for-profit arm? Is it a not-for-profit that's starting up? Like, who's buying these .orgs?
AI companies are buying them.
Huh.
Yep.
Yeah, and I was going to say, too, with the...
Darmesh, speaking of AI, Darmesh is a big fan. I've sold him three names and two of them are .orgs.
For what? Like, what would he use them for?
His businesses. He likes .orgs.
Is it for an initiative that he's trying to start on the .org, or it's an actual commercial enterprise that he wants to make money and he's launching on a .org?
Commercial enterprise. Huh. Look, I think that my perspective is you've got three primary legacy extensions. You've got three extensions that everybody knows. I mean, .info and .biz are legacy extensions, but people don't really know them. They've been adopted. But everybody knows .com.net and .org, and there's a big drop-off after that. And with the exception of AI, which is an anomaly right now, and it's probably a bubble, you have .com.org and then a massive drop off for every other extension. AI is the only kind of an all, right? So it, you can use .com.org for a commercial enterprise. It works because people know it. It has adoption, right? So when you're talking about, let's set AI aside for a moment. IO has to be kind of a tech-minded audience, right? Yes. XYZ, it's got to be kind of a Web3 audience, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Crypto-minded because general public, they don't know XYZ.
No.
Right? .co, yeah, you know, they try to get in there, but it's mostly tech-focused, I've seen, more than anything else. You know, .gg, if not in gaming, what the hell are you using .gg for? Nobody knows about .gg unless you're a gamer, right? So there's these extensions that, that really lend themselves, for whatever reason, lend themselves to a certain subgroup. And the only three extensions that the general public knows are .com.org.
Yeah.
For the most part.
I know, but like nobody wants to launch on a .net because it's not cool. Unless it's like a killer SLD, and then like it can make up for the .NET, but like
right, and that's,
I don't know,
but that's,
I just,
it. That's it. Look, it is no different than bar selling super.sh. .sh is terrible. Now the buyer, I don't know who the buyer was, this tech company. What's that?
So hey now, come on,
the tech.
Bar's like, I'm right here, dude.
SH is a terrible extension, but super. It's such an amazing SLD. It can carry that terrible TLD.
It's phenomenal.
Right?
One of the best. Yeah.
That's what it is. So if you're going to have a really subpar SLD, you better be on a .com.net or a really strong TLD. Yeah. But if you have a weak SLD and a weak TLD, like that's failure, right? It's just not going to go anywhere.
Yeah. So here's what I can say, you know, because we buy and sell a lot of names for a lot of clients. And, you know, .orgs are clearly like, you know, desirable to companies that are willing to use them, not just for nonprofit initiatives, but just for their actual launch, like, you know, startups. .org carries a certain amount of, I guess, weight and notoriety, even outside of the nonprofit angle, you know, and especially if it's a really cool, like Polarity is very future facing, you know, AI, like all that kind of stuff. Like, that there's, you know, to me, I think there's no doubt that an AI company would be comfortable launching on polarity.org if they can't get polarity.com or polarity.ai. I think that, you know, IO, XYZ, but org doesn't, at least from what we've seen with a lot of the clients that we deal with that are either trying to buy or sell .org domains, they're very few. Now, I say not all, because we have a handful of, like, we've done some appraisals recently for some huge .orgs that are in the nonprofit space. But the commercial use of .org is extremely, extremely common.
Can you cite, like, Braden, JT, can you just give me, like, off the top of your head, I don't need a price or anything, but, like, do you know of a company that is using a .org that I can go look at their domain name, their website, to see how they're, like, using it?
I'm just going to type in some. Here, skills.org, I just sold. Skills,
okay.
S-K-I-L-L-S.
I remember you posted that you sold that. And so builder.org by HubSpot. So HubSpot is going to use skills.org to...
So also build, right?
Yep. Yeah. So this strikes me as an initiative
by
a for-profit company.
And he's bought skills. He also bought forward.org from me.
Yeah. Yeah. So it strikes me as an initiative play, not the main website for a for-profit company. It's the not-for-profit initiative that will drive more people into the top of their funnel that will hopefully someday become HubSpot customers. That's what it strikes me as.
Well, you know, and I think the other thing, there's another interesting angle with AI companies using .orgs initially for like the model, like Anthropic.org, OpenAI.org, right? Probably because when they initially sort of launched, you know, it was this idea that it was going to be this nonprofit for the benefit of society and all that. And then they all became, you know, capitalistic and very commercial focused, right? Which I think kind of also lends itself to sort of this like intro through a .org, you know, and But now I think that because of some of that, it's sort of, I don't want to say it's broken the seal a little bit, but I think that it's created at least this thought that like, okay, well, these companies are clearly for profit now. And, you know, and they have their .org, they use their .org. It's not just based on, you know, philanthropic or, you know, nonprofit usage. And I think that, you know, it's the idea of it means organization, like company, you know what I mean? Like, I think that's really what we've started to see. And if you talk, you know, Josh, you know, he's a big .org guy, you know, and he would tell you too.
I know. I hear you guys talk about it every week. I just don't get it still. And so, you know, I'm just trying to get it more. And, you know, I'm probably just, there are certain things that I just don't get. And I'm going to steer clear of those in the domain name industry. And it's fine for others to do the same. But congrats to you, Braden. $100,000 listed on name bio for skills.org. That's awesome.
Yeah, but I think
it,
this is
now, remember, it has to be premium names.
Yeah.
It's got to be one word, just bangers, because the long tails just don't work.
Right.
As far as I know.
Yeah.
You know, but I do think it's an interesting question, Mike. And I think that, you know, it's probably worth doing a little bit of digging for some folks that, you know, and I don't want to pull any specific examples from things I can't talk about, but the, about really doing, again, a deep dive into, you know, commercial enterprises using .orgs as their main domain name. And what are some of those examples and kind of getting under the hood there? I think that's a fair, great line of questions. And I think it would be cool to do a little bit. And then obviously, hey, to the audience, like you guys are in the weeds as much as everybody else. So, you know, give us some feedback on the, you know, on the X post or whatever. And let's dig into this a little bit. Let's crowdsource a little bit of some feedback on this and see what people think. Do you all see in what you're doing in the main investors out there and the other folks that listen to the show, are you seeing, you know, for-profit companies buying .org domains and then actually using them in commerce? So it'd be great to get some insight on that. Let's go. So, all right, well, cool. And then you mentioned also, and then we'll keep it moving and get to Bar because we're going to run up on time here soon. You said Powder Coat. You know, what is that? What do you pay for powdercoat.com? So it's business in a box. What's the, what are you paying for something like that? Oh, dude, there's Braden. Oh, you're muted.
Oh, you're muted.
What was the question?
Powder Coat. What are you paying for that in auction?
$3,000, $4,000
on your bet.
Me, for me. I mean, some people go higher. I mean, I think it could be $50,000 It could be $75,000 return.
Right. I dig it. All right, cool. All right, Bar, what about you? What you like? What don't you like?
Well, I'm still a little flustered for being so wrong on Braden's.
Hey, Braden, can you mute again, please? Sorry. There's a lot of background noise. Thanks.
But I feel like I don't know what I'm doing anymore. But this is why I'm on the show, to learn from the masters. Let's see.
Dude, I was less than you were.
No, I think you were like a little over me, but it's neither here nor there.
Bar was at 80.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
I was way off.
Retails a 3L for 80.
Yeah.
You don't even wholesale. You don't even wholesale a 3L for 80.
See, you know what it is? I saw a couple of the three characters, like your boy Ryan Ewan. Sold one on Name Pros the other day that sold for $20,000, I think, you know, and, you know, so I think 20 to 50 is still kind of this wholesale price, right? But I should have thought more about you selling it. The queue threw me off. I wasn't thinking quantum computing or quality control at all. I was just looking at it like that to me seemed like just a random collection of letters. So I was like, all right, I could see him buying that for 10 and selling it for 100, you know, but I, you got to also remember, and that's something I forget in the game sometimes, is who we're dealing with. You know what I mean?
Play the player, not the game, right?
There's a Suits reference, right? All right, go ahead, Bar.
So, yeah, I like VIZU, Vizu, .com. It's a nice CVCV, as well as GUDA. Gouda, isn't that a cheese?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that spelled that way? But anyway,
like cheese. No, that's not the cheese.
And then there's Gouda, GUTA, which is the Chinese
George Hong
brokerage by George with George Hong.
Yeah. Shout out to George, man. George is a Philly guy. Let's go, George. George is an Eagles fan, a Sixers fan. Let's go, George.
Know that.
Yeah, boy.
Gouda. Yeah. So those are, I think those are good names. I like nanoparticle.com for some reason.
So did I.
I did zero research on this list. I don't know like the commercial uses of any of these. But that just seems like a really cool brand. I don't know if that's an actual, I think that's an actual thing.
It is.
Definitely a thing. Yeah. But that's like one of those like very generic, kind of like niche, like open vessel names that could be anything. I have a name like that. What is it? Like holotype.com. You don't hear that word a lot, but it has a really cool like definition. So that kind of like, you know, is the same vein, I think, as nanoparticle.
Mm-hmm.
And what's left here? Ambers.com. That's an interesting one because that's like a plural of like a descriptive word. So I don't know. I'm not a fan of that one, but I'm sure that will go for a good amount of money.
Yeah, I mean, if it was amber.com, which is color, I'm
going to
be a killer name. And, you know, one of these with ambers is one of those where it's like one letter. I mean, obviously, if you threw like a G on the end of it or something, but, you know, it goes plural and it becomes more of like a last name. It becomes a restaurant. It becomes, you know, like it's not the same, you know, stratosphere any longer. And, you know, those are always interesting. I kind of always throw a few of those in there to see what people think, you know, and that's one that when we get a list of people like, hey, would you be interested in brokering my domain names? And it's like, all right, what do your names look like? And it's like, then that's like the best name on the list. And it's like, probably not it for us, but you know.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. What's Drew Collins, like the false friends kind of thing? Like,
yeah,
it seems good, but it's probably very difficult to sell. And if you have a whole portfolio of those, then you might be wondering why you never sell any names.
But yeah, Nanoparticle, you mentioned that one. I like that one a lot. I think that's one of those open vessel companies. You know, it's very sciencey. It's, you know, it's, we're in this tech world of AI and everything else and science and bio and peptides and all this kind of stuff. And we had owned nano.com and did very well with that. And, you know, nanoparticle is obviously not the same kind of name, but it's still pretty
and
cool.
Nuclear is making a resurgence in the U.S. So it could be, you know, a nice service name or something for a company in the industry.
Yeah.
What's the relation to nuclear and nanoparticle?
You know, small little particles or nanoparticles. I'm not sure about the...
You know what I'm saying?
He's a nuclear scientist. I got to ask
him. Yeah.
Well, that's why I appreciated Braden trying to school him on the definition of polarity. I like that. Yeah, that was cool. That was nice of Braden. He's like, Mike, let me explain to your small brain what this word means.
Know about the periodic table of elements.
BR, it's no longer bromium or whatever. It's Braden, baby. He's on that periodic table.
Bromium. I love it. All right. Well, cool, man. And yeah, look, I think the CVCVs obviously always have. So what do you think, either Gouda or Vizu? Which one? First of all, which one? Let's go around the horn. Which one do y'all like better of the two?
I would say Vizu. Vizu? I just like the VIZ for the visualization part of it. Also, I feel like we need to explain sometimes, like CVCV, we use like industry jargon without explaining what that means. Consonant vowel. Yeah. So if you're new to the show, I guess that is what that means.
That's good. That's a fair point, man.
Yeah. So I don't know. Those are like, you know, generally speaking, weak letters, but I like VIZ for visualization. So that's my pick for that.
Yeah. I like VIZU a lot. I like it better than GUDA. That's personally, but you know, that's without doing a whole ton of research. But Braden, Mike, what do you guys think between the two?
Yeah, I like the Vizu better. Appraise likes it better. I didn't look at how many TLDs. I don't invest in a lot in those four letters, CVCV or whatever. And so I don't have a ton of knowledge about them, but I would generally look at how many extensions is it taken in, how many companies are using that brand. And off the cuff, I like Vizu better.
Yeah, I would agree. So, but cool.
Yeah, same. Right. I would do a little digging, but just knee jerk. I like most about too.
Yeah. All right. Well, good stuff. So, all right, cool. So, well, I think we've covered every name on the list and we're kind of running out of time. And I have an interesting theory about NameJet. We don't have to spend a ton of time digging into it, but, you know, as the names seem to, you know, because I have to pull the list every week, every 2 weeks, you know, and you know, I think over time, as they have less names under management, you know, then there are less names that flow through the expiry. So, you know, there's always this question of, you know, whether or not the expiry is, you know, declining a bit in just quality, right? Because they just have less killer names that are, you know, expiring, right? Because, you know, as the world's oldest registrar, they've obviously, from a legacy standpoint, have had some of the best, most valuable names in the world, you know, registered there, and some of them expire and run through NameJet and whatnot. And you know, but people buy on there every single day, right? So I wonder, and, you know, do you think people are buying based off of, you know, and this is maybe, you know, I don't want to say a loaded question, but, you know, are they buying based off of value, or are they buying solely based off of name? Meaning, like, if the names continue to sort of decline in value, do people still continue to spend the same amount of money, meaning that names that wouldn't sell for as much are now going to sell for more because there's only so many names to account for so many dollars? Or do you guys think that that doesn't matter because at the end of the day, buyers are going to pay for quality versus just pay because, you know, for inventory?
Phew, that's a long question.
It is, right? We don't have to get into it too long. You
know, I mean, aren't, like, generally people are bidding on the name itself, right? Like, you're trying to buy, like, that specific name in isolation. But, you know, to that point, you know, maybe like 10 years ago, there'd be like 10 great names and you lost like 1, 2, and 3. So I'd be like, I'll go a little higher on number 4. But now there might be like 3 great names today. So I guess that budget is more focused towards like less names, if that makes sense. And also, it's more competitive and everything. So yeah, it does seem like the prices are, well, it doesn't seem, the prices are definitely going higher, sometimes to ridiculous amounts where it seems like, how are you folks making money? But people are, I guess, so.
Yeah, well, so it's maybe still just the appreciation of domain names. Do you see the prices increasing in the same sort of like level at GoDaddy and Dropcatch?
Yeah, 100%. They're all high. They're all sky high right now. I don't know how anybody is buying domain names at the auction prices and then pricing them such that they'd get a decent ROI in a reasonable number of 5 to 10 years today.
The crazy part is like some of these names are just like still not even like having for sale pages. They're just like not resolving or anything. And some of these buyers just like buy these names that don't do anything with them for like months or years.
Oh, we've seen that.
But that part is bugging me. Like, what are you guys doing? It's just like an investment.
Those are the fake sales, Bar.
Okay.
Yeah. All the investigative reporters, the investigatory journalists.
So fake.
Brayden, what do you think? Are you buying on any of the auction sites anymore? On GoDaddy, Snap Names, any of those? Dropcatch?
Yeah, I'm placing bids every day, and I win one in 20, maybe. I actually won 2 yesterday, but I rarely win anymore because the prices just go too high.
And they're not domains that you love, that you're like, I can't remember the domain you said. You're like, I'm going to win that one regardless of the price. These are all just like inventory names.
Just inventory quality. They're not that fantastic, right? Yeah. And polarity, like, because we talked about it so much, it's going to go too high. I'm not going to get it.
Yeah.
Well, it's part of what we do. You know what I mean? We got to earn those sponsorship dollars. So big shout out to NameJet, and glad we're earning our keep. But, you know, that's what happens.
But you never know. Like, maybe it'll end on a Sunday and it'll end in your time zone when it's inconvenient for others and you'll be able to, like, snipe it or something.
But yeah, I mean, I do pick up names, just not as much as I would like to.
Yeah.
But this goes to what I say a lot about, you know, you guys being on the show and why I appreciate, you know, and hope that people understand, like, you know, to bring you guys on to talk about names that you're otherwise interested in, to draw attention to it, to add competition to yourself for names that could otherwise earn you a bigger return. This is a sacrifice on the part of all of our guests who come on and participate on the show and do this kind of stuff, which I truly appreciate. And I think the audience does, but I like to call that out because it really is one of those things where you guys aren't talking up a book of your own names to try to sell them. In fact, you're literally drawing competition into names that you would otherwise be buying potentially for less.
Right.
So pretty cool. So pretty cool on the part of all y'all. So
yeah, don't bid on mindpro.com. Leave that one for me. If you're going to do anything for us Sherpas, just leave that one for me.
I went from liking it to loving it. Like, I'm all in on mindpro. All right. Well, cool. Let's go around the horn really quick and then we'll call it. We got about 10 minutes. I would have started with Braden, but he seems a little frozen here in time.
Braden's frozen.
So, let it go. Let it go.
Bummer.
All right, Bar, what about you, man? So, anything else in your world? Which conferences are you going to? What else you got going on?
I got my ticket for NamesCon and ICA. So 90% going, barring any sort of other obligations. I'll see you guys in Miami, hopefully.
It's going to be great. Very, very excited. I'm glad that we're back in Miami. It'll be interesting to see. I know they took some of the feedback. I don't think they acted on all of it, but I do think it'll be better in year two. And Miami in November is a nice place to be and a nice place to visit. And then the ICA in Vegas is going to be fantastic because that just keeps getting better year after year. So
I just hope Mike Mann doesn't run up and cut me.
Why would he do that?
Oh, no reason. a little joke I made.
Really?
Yeah.
I got to hear about that one after the show.
Okay.
I mean, the problem with, him trying to be like, he's like a Lilliputin to your Gulliver. You know what I'm saying? Like, he can be, him to try to stick you, he's going to have to having to jump up on a stool, So it's all good, though. It's all good.
Oh, well, baby.
All right, Mike, what about you, man? What else is good? Notify.domains, what's happening?
First of all, I'm feeling a little, what's the phrase? Like something low when you aren't going to something? I just blanked.
Oh, FOMO.
FOMO. It's a CVCV.
Yes.
I am feeling a CVCV for NamesCon because I've decided not to go because it's such a far distance from the Seattle area. Everybody seems to be going, which is great. You guys are going to have a fantastic time, but I will see you all in Vegas. I think I'm going to stay the extra day because Cam was saying that something great is going to happen the last night. And actually, we have two ICA board members here. So maybe you guys want to chime in on why I should stay that extra Wednesday and fly it back on Thursday.
Well, if you start running now, you can make it to Miami by the time.
I'm not at liberty to disclose anything.
Oh my God.
Publicized by the team. So I'm just going to, I'll defer to Braden wants to share anything that he knows.
Braden?
You know the band U2, right?
Yes.
You know who Bono is, right?
I do. All right. So I haven't bought my plane ticket. I've been holding off to determine if I should fly back Wednesday or Thursday. You're saying I should fly back Thursday.
I'm not saying anything. You should fly back.
I think it's going to be a great event regardless, So I think that, it continues to get better year after year. It's more well attended. The whole thing, the ICA is doing fantastic. We got a great board and a great team, and if you're not making it to NamesCon, you might as well get yourself an extra day in Vegas, to spend some 100% time with all of us.
Yes. So yes, I am going to Vegas. Looking forward to ICA. I always have a great time seeing everybody there. I'm motivated by Barr. I see his posts every day when he's running. He's kicking butt. Love it. I am trying to stay in shape, and I did run the Washington State Senior Games again this year, which is sort of one of those outlast, outcompete things where the older I get, hopefully there's less and less people competing against me, which I really like. So my goal is to just stay healthy and keep running. I don't have to get faster. I just have to
let your competitors die off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. I thought that would happen in domain investing. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
I know, right?
The longevity just keep outlasting. But I'm with you, man. As you know, I have not been running as much. But
I've noticed that. So, come on, man.
Well, I still exercise every day. I'm just not doing as many miles. So my thing is, and I've got a few acres here, and it's the middle of the summertime, and I push mow my lawn, and I do a lot of work in the woods, just clearing
you
stuff.
You push mow a few acres?
Well, it's only about an acre of actual lawn that I have to cut.
You push mow an acre.
Yeah, dude, it's part of it. It's the routine.
Dude, that's like 2 hour endeavor, isn't it? How long does that take you?
It's a 3 day, 2 hour and change each day, because it's like, because I've got to mow, then I've got to edge and do the weed whacking. And then I've got a bunch of woods that I have to kind of keep, you know, like, you know, I'm trying to prevent.
You're like, when is winter coming? When is winter coming? That's 100%. What you're thinking every year.
I went out and did this morning, and I mean, I literally was like, my body was like overheating, because it's just, you know, it was 88 degrees, feels like 98 type of thing. And that was at like 10 in the morning or something. Like it's just, you can't, there's no way to avoid the heat now. And now Braden's got to live.
Buying back your time.
Yeah. Well, you know, I do it for the exercise. So
there is a way to avoid the heat. It's hire somebody to do it for you.
I know. And I will at some point, and my wife's always on me about that, but I actually like the exercise. It just, when it starts to feel like an obligation, that's when it's tough. When it's like, I don't have 6 hours to spend in these next 3 to 4 days. Like, it'd be much easier to just go run 4 miles and get back and be done with it than you know, spend 2.5 hours like in the woods, like cutting down weeds and vines.
Well, and like, secondly, that's why you had children, right? You got two boys. Let's go.
They get out there and do some of it. We do get them involved. And, but again, I'm doing it for my own, like I'm saying, I'm not putting in as many miles because this is my exercise. So if I give them that opportunity, then I still have to work out. So, you know,
Well, at the ICA event every year, I always look forward to one morning we go for a jog. I want to classify this as a social jog, not a run. Not out of breath. We're going to jog part of the strip or something. Have a good time.
How many blocks?
They're long blocks. So like 5 miles,
right?
5 blocks.
3 miles?
Yeah, 3, 4, depending on who comes with us. We can cut it short and then go directly to the coffee shop. Yeah, that's what we did last year.
Yeah, I didn't run last year. I ran the year before. And that was a lot of fun.
Every year I say I'm going to do it, and every year I don't do it.
I know. It's tough.
Listen out, man. It's cool. That's good. And it's always good peoples. And that's the most important thing. So. All right, cool. Then what's up with notify.domains, man? What's happening?
Notify.domains is going well. If you have a domain name that you must have someday, it's your last name, it's your kid's name, it's your business that you want to start up, whatever, you can track it for $24 a year, which is only $2 a month, which is only 7 cents a day. And we'll track everything. Every single surface area, every auction site, every marketplace, every change in the registration, every update to the website. Like if the SSL certificate expires, we'll let you know the hosting is getting close to going bad. Like everything, and email you so you know about it before anybody else. Also, like if you're trying to buy SQC and Braden has it listed for $360,000 and suddenly he fat fingers it and it's for $36,000, you'll know first because we're checking all the sites multiple times per day. It's going really well. I'm really enjoying the technical work of programming it. And, you know, there's so many real subtle nuances and quirks in every single system. And most systems don't have an API, so it's hard to get the data. And it's really fun for me, because I'm a nerd, to try and reverse engineer how they all work and how they all fit together. That's and the so best cool. notifications yeah. to send to people. And so I'm really trying to build it for end users to get the domain name that they want. But a few investors have found it and are tracking, you know, a good number of domain names for themselves. And so, it's cool. I'm really enjoying it.
Well, I love it, man. I think it's great. And I need to use it more, to be honest. So, you know, I'm going to throw
Do you have a package for like bulk? They want to give you 1,000 names to track. Is there a bulk package?
Yep. There's bulk packages. We have discounts on the site up to 500. And if you want to do 1,000, we'll give you the Mishpacha discount. There are investors in the industry that are using it for something like that at that kind of scale.
Good stuff, man.
Let me know.
All right. All right, Braden. And last but not least, man, while you still have a little bit of Wi-Fi left in the tank, what are you?
My Wi-Fi went out at the house, so I'm trying to get it repaired. So I'm over at the coffee shop and a little bit of background noise because the guy's over here yapping.
You're like, do you have anything to say
in Puerto Rico now?
Shut your mouth. What's that?
I'm getting used to the heat and humidity out here. It's been about 6 weeks. It's beautiful out here. Just want to make some friends. There's actually a few domain folks out here. Merlin Kaufman, Rick Latona, Jay, so it's you guys.
That's awesome.
So branch down to not. So making some new friends.
Awesome.
That's what I got going on. But I'll be at NamesCon. I'm much closer to it now. So it's only a 2.5 hour flight.
Yeah, easy peasy. That's awesome. So, all right, cool, man. Well, good stuff. And all good. Yeah. So, all right. Well, look, with that, I want to say thank you guys for being on the show and being part of this today. As always, it's much, much appreciated. Even as I mentioned earlier, like even when it's not necessarily in your self-interest, to come on here and share, but you guys are all amazing at it. And thank you so much for that. To the audience, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Today's show was not a short one, but it was a great one. And so for those of you that are still with us, congratulations. You did it. You made it. And without you, there is no us. So thank you so much for tuning in. And definitely hit us up on social and all that good stuff. We're not hard to find. Boom, Braden with some more fireworks. We're not hard to find. Let's talk about .orgs and, any other feedback that you want to give us on anything else that we talked about on today's show. And good luck in the auctions. And Matt, the hearts that Braden is throwing out right now, that's the love that we have for all of y'all. So anyway, thanks so much, y'all. Thanks so much for being on the show, you guys. And thanks so much for those of you that tuned in and listened and watched. And we'll see you guys next time here on Domain Sherpa, where all roads lead to domains. Take care, everybody. We'll see y'all soon.
LeBron James.
See you guys.
LeBron James.